else they have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound things. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of a lineage trained wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. They have no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on, and so on, no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyanta om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Jolly Nabaji, sankhito nanda jinjin tsava dhanche bhaji padhyan lama dhamma nala chasaji amin lama sambe jimbo jungche samo shayaya yindam bhiva jyoktu yendriyeta izo se kene nabhyana yeta dana yana vise jeta uzava jimbe gane chosun loto se yeshu ki me to dhamme lo nege nindi jimbande sanji kila mite bhuvaye dukananda hindo jeva ajo nanda jena jeva kala yedendi ne yeta zambi dujaya jimbala sanji chiji lepa odo si Rora na mandala naya naya me Soji chuna la janchu padu dana Soji dagi jiru jipi tuna ji Dala sanji sanji rupabu Sanji jang soji chuna la Chanchu Pado Dhani Chasong Chien Lagi Chasong Chien Pi Tola Chien Lala Min Chien Sanji Ndu Pa Shou Nyi Chitang Suji Chuna La Chanchu Pado Dhani Chasong Chien Lagi Chien Pi Tola Chien Lala Min Chien Sanji Ndu Pa Shou で、だらい。膝かしんじ、膝でいいね。ちょんどで。で、年がなじりんど。で、何年きにゃ、きちんぶだじ。ま、せりえ。ちょんどで。よな。ちょんどなんだよな。なばさんじばいんばで。ちょんでみんなばさんじばみばけ。この。あれじき。で、さんでちゃりし、ちゃがさすぐだ。 ジョンドゥダンダーディセンニューナナンバーサンジバインシネルメナンバーサンジバメンセニーダンダジメガジエトンドゥルオデンダインテディングエタリンカジジアキジョンドゥチュレヒアインイヒアインジョンドゥダラダンダリタンボディアンラマラジョズチュンセリヒピチラマデンオラジョズチュンタラマラジョズチュンセン当然，反正就是那当然的，做那部的去那时呢，他快的，当多少就是些他，就那的多少就是些他些，其实上几级高班的不多些个，就是俺六个人那边去，反正今年当然现在这个，那把上几班人没得，大三跟前那部的就那那当的就是有那。 Nāmbā sāngjīpā yīn, chūnā nā jūrgīm nā sāmbā nā dā mīnīsī dāndā kī tīgī pīgī chākāchā sāni, tā tīnā jīrīn dī sāni.
So we'll continue on the topics of taking refuge in Tejo also, which is very important, because it is the practice of refuge determines whether or not one is the practitioner of the Buddha Dhamma. It is so, therefore, understanding, having a proper understanding of what is meant by taking refuge in Tejo, it's very crucial. Because regardless of what kind of practice that we may undertake as a the practitioner of the Buddha Dhamma, one's practice, if one's practice is based on taking refuge in two jewels, then this will really become a practice of Bodhidharma. And if one's practice lacks the taking refuge in two jewels, then it's not a practice of Bodhidharma. So therefore, it is very important to understand what is meant by taking refuge in two jewels. For what purpose we are taking refuge in two jewels? Who those objects of refuge of two jewels? And these are a very key question to oneself. And if one has this understanding and identification of the object of three jewels, then one's practice will become, belongs to the practice of the Bodhidharma. Otherwise, if one's practice, regardless of what kind of practice one may undertake, so long as one's practice is devoid of taking refuge in three jewels, so it is not even a practice of Bodhidharma.
ཁོ་དང་ལ་པ་དང་ལ་ཡིན་ཅན་དེ་ཅུང་དེ་དང་ད་ཅུང་དེ་དེ་ད་ནམ་པ་སང་ཅི་བན་དུན་དུ་མ་ད་ས་ཅིག་ན་བ་ནི་ཅན་དེ་ན་ཅུང་དེ་དེ་ན་དང་པོ་ལ་མ་ལ་ཅོ་ཅིག་ཅན་སེ་སང་ཅི་ལ་ཅིག་ཅིག་ལ་ཅིག་ཅིག་པན་ན་ན་ཅ་ན་ད་ད་པོ་མུ་ཅིག་ན་ན་དེ་གི་ཡིན་ན་ཨེ་ན་ཅ་དེ་ལ་ཡ་ཅ་བ་ལ་ཨ་ནི་ན་ཅ་དེ་ག་རེ་རེ་དུ་ད་ད་ཁེན་གི is not a bit jadic hand at the curry, Gimari. In Nasa digit dada digit tani, in Nasa till him hank are it thing you do call it, in Nasa the travel of him hank it. Tetina, I could not try to go. Oh, no, he said, did he make it to the look? Control soon on him. Take dada digit, control soon on chicken shoes and take a visit. Jong with him. That the name is that the head, not the never, not the head in a young, a cool head taken double the new double the negative to the necessity to grow. Oh, that the soon the inji mini mimo shoji, the soon the mina, and then nepa tabuji in a yard, not a child double the name to give somebody. Oh, then they in by ghetto, and then under number sanji big, that's all number running a guard resident, and you kid the. And then you can't do it. Tojizuna, running Kanaya quality with tapas in the judgment to the room. But it didn't alone, Chanchu sing it again to Vina, Tipachim, Chanchu sings again the Tochi to Vina, and the Ranta Mountain Dwarf is sitting, Tanji, Tanji, Nukipa, Daja Temba, Naki, the Sosia Zuala, Tun to be hero, the Sanji, Chanchu sings again the Guru. Oh, this was the Tana, yeah, sitting Tanji, Sosia quality. To be tapa totuguri.
So, to take refuge in schedules, first of all, it is important to understand that how we ourselves remains under the control of karma and our negative thoughts and emotions, in other words, delusions. Most of the time, in our day-to-day life, we are not really aware of how we are swept by the currents of karma and delusions. It is because of this lack of awareness of our life that is completely remain under the control of karma and delusions, we are unable to take refuge in Sri Jiva's properly. So in order to take refuge in Sri Jiva's from the depth of one's heart, one must identify oneself, remains under this domination of karma and delusions. So if one, when one comes under, when one is able to understand that your very existence at this point is remains under the control of delusion and karma, then you will have a genuine desire to overcome, genuine desire to free from that kind of bondage. And so it is not really helpful to free ourselves, helpful to actually, in terms of, you know, freeing ourselves from this bondage, just by making a prayers and wishful thinking and so on. But now the question is, how can we really, you know, free ourselves from this delusion and karma? Because we know that so long as we remain under the control of this delusion and karma, it is not possible for us to achieve lasting happiness that we always seek. The fact is that we always seek for achieve everlasting happiness, which is common goal for all sentient beings, not only human beings, but even down to the insects. It's for their own happiness. They look for food, shelter, companions, and so on and so forth. Similarly, sentient beings who are within this secular existence have the same desire. But all of those beings, they're completely, you know, ignorant of accumulating causes and conditions, which really leads to this happiness. So if you're able to contemplate your mind, if you're able to understand the situations of the sentient beings, then you will know that how important it is for us to actually to take refuge in Sri Jiva's. Because the question of taking refuge in Sri Jiva is to really engage in the practice that really understand yourself, that you yourself is remaining under the control of delusions, so that you seek freedom from that, bondage. So this is the main purpose of taking refuge in Sri Jiva's. Therefore, when we talk about taking refuge in Sri Jiva's, first of all, one must look at oneself as a patient who needs a physician. And in order to free oneself from this sickness, so here sickness here really refers to the sickness of delusions, the three poisons of this, you know. And so by taking refuge in Sri Jiva's, looking at Buddha as one's own physician and the Dharma as a prescribed medications, and the Sangha who really assist us to really take those medications, and it's, giving you a proper instructions of actually to how yourself is really, just as the nurses and so on actually help us to alleviate from this one's, acute sufferings and so on. So similarly, the Sangha actually assists us to embark upon the spiritual path. So therefore, it is very important to look at ourselves, as we are very, you know, we are completely healed person. It is a healed person by these delusions. So this is the main purpose of taking refuge in Chejols. So if you lack this understanding, and if of taking refuge in Chejol, then one's practice, now regardless of what practice that we do, as we spoke earlier, then one's practice will not become a practice of Dhamma. Why it is not becoming a practice of Dhamma? Because this will not become a practice of, you know, freeing oneself from cyclic existence. So, our taking refuge in Chejols, normally we find that three categories of the practitioners of taking refuge in Chejols, depending upon their mental capacities or their inclinations. So, the one category is taking refuge in Chejols, what is known as the small scopes, which is who long to free from to achieve high rebirths in one's spiritual life, and take refuge in Chejols. Then other one is not only just freeing oneself from the lorems, but also free from even the cyclic existence, even the high realms of looking for complete liberations. And then the highest one is to take refuge in practitioner who take refuge in Chejols, not only to free oneself from cyclic existence, but also to free other sentient beings, entire sentient beings from this from suffering of cyclic existence. So therefore, one puts a lot of efforts to gain this state of enlightenment, and one's very purpose of gaining state of enlightenment is to free entire sentient beings, all sentient beings from sufferings. So those are the three different ways, three different categories of the practitioners who take refuge in individuals based upon their own mental capacity or their own mental inclinations.
So そうすると、ピギーロの部位の部分があるので、めちゃんだけど、どんばんで来たもので、そうそう、そんなに来たのは、そうそう、ラン、ラン、とばんで来たので、で、だから、いい、ささんたち、電気も落ちるよ。お、てね、とまマリパ、せんげで、ね、とまマリパで、くんのほうなんで、あの感じ、とまマリパせんげで、かじきんどく、まじ、どぶてんが、くん、さじろ、ね、く、かんだきんど、こんだきんど、く、たおので、く、てら、めばじゅじゅやけん。ね、かじりですね、く、とまマリパせんげで、そうそう、かざ、かざで、らん、とぱ、らんすとばんだきんぜんにくよ。ね、くんじゃ、なき、かざでりゃ、あんどすね、てりゃ、まり、くんぜんに、かざんで、かざかでり、かんぜんで、まいんび、かざで、らん、らんすとばじ、くいけんでよりえし。 クランはランドとばじ、ヒンディーな、カザーでランドとばまり、カザーでジュジアルテン、グキン、マッジザー、パマリ、サヤ、トニア、カンカー、チセジャン、トンチセキン、ムシン、チテン、ランデン、グヨリマト、クロランは、チキアナ、ヒテネンディオマリス。なんてなっちんパティキーに、あの、ロテメバズグヨリ。トマ、マリバセンディ。
Let's, you know, think about ourselves at this particular existence. We as a human beings are comparatively as a fortunate rebirth. So even, you know, having a rebirth of human beings, how much sufferings that we undergo, which we all experience that. We can speak one's own sufferings through one's own experience. So then how, you know, unbearable it would be if we take a rebirth in a lower realms, unfortunate realms. Comparing to one's own life and existence right now, which is completely, you know, said to be a fortunate rebirth. But even then, we undergo all sorts of sufferings, unending sufferings. So this kind of sufferings that we have gone through from the beginningless time, experience that we had, we have been experiencing those sufferings from the beginningless time and up until now. So if we are unable to recognize those sufferings and do not make any attempt to overcome this level of these sufferings, and then it will still continue. And we will never be able to free ourselves from the sufferings. So recognizing that now, so since we all do not long to achieve, desire for sufferings, and we all have a genuine desire to achieve happiness. And how can that happen? And what that really, what kind of causes and conditions that one need to achieve happiness, and what kind of causes and conditions one need to abandon in order to overcome sufferings. So if you analyze very carefully, all the sufferings are coming into being because of one's own negative thoughts and emotions, period. It is because of one's own negative thoughts and emotions will engage whatever the actions that we may take will become a negative actions that then accumulates negative karma, which then perpetuates the rebirth within the cycle of existence. So now, if one really think carefully how those negative thoughts and emotions arises within us, it's because of this root cause, what we call the ignorance, the maripa. Ignorance is the one that gives rise to all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on and so forth. Normally, we as ordinary beings, all of those negative thoughts and emotions, we take it as a part of our life. We take it as something that is really needed. You know, anger, hatred, sense of competitiveness, jealousy. We recognize as them as something that is very helpful and something that is useful for us. Because we are so proud that we got angry with someone because somebody said to us something that is offensive to us. So I got angry with this person, and we can proudly say that I got angry. But what you are actually saying here is you haven't been happy, which means that you have undergone suffering. But we're unable to recognize it. We're unable to identify those, you know, what is really suffering and what is really happiness. So that really is, you know, all of this, you know, rooted into our, you know, rooted to our, ignorance. The root cause of all of this is ignorance. So therefore, so whatever the practice that we may undertake, if one wants to make a practice, one's practice to become a cause for liberation, one must always, one's practice must be always based upon application of antidote towards this ignorance. So ignorance is something that is something that can be removed, something that can be overcome. How can we prove that, you know, ignorance can be overcome, how ignorance can be removed? It's through understanding. Ignorance is something that is not knowing. And not knowing must be overcome by knowing. So therefore, if the ignorance is the cause of all our sufferings, this, if one really wants to remove this ignorance, you will know that ignorance cannot be removed just by praying and so on. So ignorance can be removed by cultivating a positive thought that actually understand, that has a proper understanding of things and event. So it is through this way we can at least have some kind of assumption of freeing ourselves from cyclic existence or the gaining liberations.
ओ तंदा चिन से ता तंदा चिन ता ते कु रावा सोस कंसा के सोस दे के न सोस को जो तुमा मारी पा चेंगे तंदा के ने वाले मारी पा दे के न सु सोस रावा रासु तुबा ना के जी की खेंद गुए रे ता कि ने केन जा न गा रावा रासु तुबा मारी साया तुमे मु मु जी टेन गु गुरवा टेन यु रे सि गुए ku kala me ten ki rang a ku sen de ku lo de lo pa de ne ku ki an na ki de me pa to su na ku ki an na ki de me pa to ju yo de to ju du de ku ki an na ki de me du sen ne du se ji ne ne de ku me pa ka na ji to gu de se na ne ku ki an na ki me pa to su na ne lo de tu ma mari pa se ngi de ku ki an na ki me pa to su na 그럴 때는 아주 코아쿤디아 뜻강하면 봐도 특유로와 근데 이 자제는 뚱바는 또비 기로 생에 되게 돈이 또비 기로서 당한 듯 또는 돈이 또비 기로 생에 ကျောင်းအနေနဲ့မြတ်ပတ်တော်တက်တုံးပါစကတန်မြတ်တမ်းခုကျောင်းအနေနဲ့မြတ်ပတ်တဲ့တော့အဲ့ဒီခုကျောင်းအနေနဲ့မြတ်ပတ်တော်တုံးတို့ဒီလိုဆိုဆိုရောင်းမှာရင်ပါရောင်းစတမတေပါတဲ့တော့ဆက်ဒီလိုအဲ့ဒီနေ့တုံးနေတဲ့ဘလို့တဲ့လို့အဲ့တုံးနေတဲ့ဘလို့တဲ့ရောင်းဆိုဆိုရောင်းရောင်းစတမမရင်ခုကျောင်းအနေနဲ့မြတ်ပတ်တော်တုံးနေတဲ့ဘလို့ခေတော့တဲ့လို့အဲ့ဒီတော်လို့တဲ့နေအဲ့တန် ဒုလကြတဲ့ခွာလင်းငင်ပန်းကြည့်ပင်ငင်ယူဆင်းတဲ့ငါတို့ခွာစာကြည့်နော်လင်းဖုံးဘူးသူနာကြည့်ရဲစာကြည့်တော့ဘူးချင်းတနေ့ခွာလင်းညူညီပန်းကြည့်ပင်ငင်ယူဆင်းကဆင်းဆုနာအဲ့နာနဲ့လူတဲ့တဲ့ဘာတဲ့ဟိုငင်ကြည့်တဲ့ဆင်းဆုနာငင်ကြည့်ကစမ်းပါဆင်းဆုနာငါတို့နာကြည့်ရဲကစာကြည့်ရဲကလူတဲ့တဲ့လင်းမကူစတူကြရဲတမမာရီပါဒီမပါစတူတုံတချင်းတကြိမ်ကိမနချင်းပါစတူတော့ရှိမတ်
So let's take it, you know, example of our way of understanding, our way of, you know, perceiving things in event, how we perceive ourselves, and how we perceive, you know, other than ourselves, like other things, external things and so on. So if we really examine ourselves very carefully, the way we think that who we are, and our normal way of understanding who we are is completely distorted. Because again, we'll not be able to identify, we'll not be able to understand our, you know, day-to-day way of comprehending who we are, comprehending ourselves, is cannot be identified as a distorted thought without going through a critical analysis. Because normally when we talk about I and me, we take it for granted as a something that exists concretely, something that exists independently. That is what we call distorted way of understanding self, distorted way of understanding I. So it is based on this, this is also known as the grasping at self. It is based on this grasping at self. It's because of this grasping at self, it opens the doors for all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions. Let's take example of, if one dislikes something, or if one dislikes someone, once, you know, a very nature of this disliking, if you, you know, trace carefully, this is rooted upon self. I don't like this. I don't like this. And then your very identification of this I is something that does not exist. So this is what we call ignorance, pertaining to self. And then it goes to the phenomena. For instance, let's take an example of another, a flower. If you look at the flower, and your way of looking at the flower is something that exists, if you think that flower is, as if that flower exists by virtue of its own sight. And if you think that flower is very beautiful, then it's, you have attachment towards this flower, because the way you look at this flower is something that exists by virtue of its own sight. So that kind of, you know, looking at self and other phenomena is something that is, you know, rooted in our system, our mental system. So in order to uproot this kind of mental system from our continuum, We need to understand actual mode of existence of oneself and actual mode of existence of phenomena, other phenomena. Because without understanding non-existence of the object of comprehension of grasping itself and phenomena, it's not possible for us to understand, achieve, you know, liberations. So all of this, you know, if one is really looking for something that is looking for a genuine happiness or complete state of happiness, one need to first look for how we really understand ourselves, who we are, and how things really are. We need to understand this.
Rani ya kwal tebi taba toza sun chiga nashi ki dungi nu mugiba kwal kumugiba te zo toji zo togiri. Yena ya rani ya kwal tebi taba toba zanji ngigi mendu usha. En roadu de sejen tanji pama yike mama yike chila mayika nga anu dungi ndeda chimbu chimundi gugudu usha. En rani ya dungi kima tatili kanga chi tato ji tegundu usha ni kanda tegundu usha na. Ani tunu tibi kira wadala, ani chanchu ki sen tiga sen su na, ani chanchu sen ki da dro che ni, ani sang sen ki da ji su na, ani kwe sang ji sen ki sang ji zin, da da jang tima na ki ni chu tang chi minu su, du du na, ani se chen rilu pa, du jia ki chen, jia chi mu pan zi tu kem, ani kuwa li tabi taba ji, chanchu sen sen ki sen su na, ani kuwa li tabi taba, taba zang ma che pi, nruwa zi se chen, tang chi chanchu ki sen sen, nruwa zi se chen, tang chi chen nu ken ki, 等下去那个，那是去到多节呢？那上生的地主，然后上生，然后根据农牧各个明白做呢。我等到这几天工作上，那长寿的生工呢？那长寿的生的工具了？那长寿的生的工具啊，那当个从那买起点的，点子当农牧就当那个学会开销，这刚刚给多节呢？那长寿的生这个，到长寿的生等于没起了，都是生说呢？
So if one really understands that one's way of looking at self and other things, events, so is really distorted and something that is mistaken way of looking at things and understanding things and event and self and self and phenomena. And if one does understand that it is because of this, one, you know, generates all kind of negative thoughts and emotions and undergoes sufferings. So if you have this kind of understanding, then you can relate this to other beings as well. Looking at other beings, you know, just taking oneself as an example of how distorted our thoughts and emotions with regard to self and other beings. Self and, you know, phenomena. And how that distorted thoughts give rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions, which then perpetuates all kind of sufferings. So then you, so to all other beings, sentient beings, you know, have the same kind of distorted thoughts with regard to things and with regard to self. Self and others with regard to self and phenomena. It is because of their distorted thoughts and self and phenomena and all kind of sufferings. This will actually lead you to, you know, really lead yourself to all kind of practice. It opens the doors for all kind of practice by understanding this. Tolerance, practice of, you know, or compassion, practice of love, and so on. Sorry, and the bodhicitta.
Oh, tanda. That tanda is that the bangangzo tanda changshu ki sen, gun changshu ki sen, dike, ntun tibi kero lo, proche na kanda sang ya jisi kero sang jisi. And that is, and the changshu ki sen, So those are all, you know, needs a rigorous
practice. It requires a constant practice of, you know, understanding self and understanding, you know, self and phenomena, in other words. Without, you know, going through training, it is not possible for us to actually understand how things really are and how the existence of the self, in other words. So all of those requires a rigorous trainings. The training here referring to the training of one's mind. It is through mental training one will able to, you know, achieve spiritual quality, such as starting from, you know, observing, you know, ethical discipline, renunciations, bodhicitta, and the view of emptiness, you know, the wisdom realizing emptiness. Those spiritual quality will not take place overnight. It takes time. One needs to put an effort. So if you look at the great beings in the past, the great masters, none of those great masters, if you look at their stories and the, you know, the biography or the backgrounds of those great masters in the past, look, both India and Tibet, all of those great masters had gone through a rigorous efforts of practicing Dhamma, observing the pure ethical disciplines, followed by generating renunciations, bodhicitta, and perfect view of emptiness. So we, if one really, you know, long to achieve the spiritual quality that has been achieved by those great beings, we need to always put in effort to engage in those practices, particular of turning one's mind.
So, just as
the great masters, such as, you know, the founding teachers, Buddha Shakyamuni, who actually had gained state of enlightenment and showed us a path to enlightenment. So we, as a follower of the Buddha Shakyamuni, ultimate aim of practicing Buddha Dhamma is to gain state of enlightenment. And your very purpose of gaining the state of enlightenment is to free other sentient beings from suffering. So therefore, how can we really, you know, free other beings from suffering if we ourselves is caught up within the suffering? So therefore, as we mentioned earlier, that we need to put an effort to engage in this practice of the Dhamma, starting from taking refuge in Sri Jyo's renunciation, bodhicitta, and perfect view of emptiness. So it is through elimination of one's own delusions and negative thoughts and emotions, through one's own experience, one will then be able to lead other beings from the sufferings of the cyclic existence. So if we are the followers, if we consider ourselves as the followers of the Buddha Shakyamuni, we must always follow the practice that is done by the Buddha Shakyamuni, which means we need to put in effort, a rigorous effort to practice. achievement of complete state of enlightenment or liberations and so on cannot be granted by someone, or this cannot be achieved because of some kind of blessings received from somebody, but rather one needs to understand how one can really embark upon the path. What is the right path? What is the wrong path? And right path and wrong path, whether that is right or that is wrong, it is actually shown by the Buddha. And following the teachings of the Buddha, particularly of the Four Noble Truths, one will then be able to, achieve what we call what we long to achieve, which means the ultimate state of happiness. So none of the great beings, such as Buddha, will just, cleanse your negative states of negative thoughts and emotions, nor the Buddha will just, hold your hands and drag you and, lift you up from the cyclic existence. So how can we really achieve this state of enlightenment, state of liberation, is to follow the teachings of the Buddha. It is through practice. If we keep on let ourselves caught up within the mental negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, and so on. And, you know, the intensity of this, the grip will become stronger, so there and prevalent. So therefore, it is through understanding the teachings of the Buddha, and through understanding the teachings of the Buddha, and not only just intellectually understanding, but one try one's best to put it into practice, and this way you'll be able to actually loosen the grip, or to loosen the bondage of those negative thoughts and emotions.
Oh, Dandari. Oh, Dandari. Dandari, you said that, no? So, that is so sad. Juju Tongue Sadhu Lo. Sand Juju Tongue Sadhu Lo, no? I can't add the Tongue is not sand it, and then Andu Chi, Tandan Andu Zubu, the Indanaji, the Saji, Tongji, Kunji, Kanga, and the Kangaji, very. Oh, then I hear. Then the Zubundal and Nation Chi Dolatin. Ganzu Kazi in the Lord Jack and Legiman, the Nagum and do some. At the name, Saja Ning, Antu Saya, Tuna Kuyanga, and the door of the city, Tangi, Tendi, and Gundus, and John Sijan Kanga, but Samba Chana when we get to what you could do. Sijan Tangi, the patch, wrong Pinja, and he's on the button, no, he's on the button, and he gets Samba Chana was his chip. And Samba digging the coach into the chair, and the Tipa Sanji Sala and Dora, and the Jambaton, Chitin, the Zabagundu, the chin sword. Anzu somun tungba ni tupi tuni di tuwa tu ta'an tila ni roji ni dan raya ni chari.
So, practicing Dharma must be understood in terms of transforming one's mind. That is the purpose of practicing Dharma. It's the essence of practicing Buddha Dharma. If one recites the sadhanas, mantras, and so on, without really making a change of one's own mind, that's not even practice of the Buddha Dharma. So it is very important to understand that the Dharma itself, the term Dharma itself, is a transformation of one's mind or changing of one's mind. So changing of one's mind from negative state to the positive state. Because of unwanted suffering is really a result of the negative state of mind, period. If you really think carefully, you will know this. So regardless of what kind of practice that one may undertake as a practice of the Buddha Dharma, it is even to reciting the refuge verses, the while you're reciting that, making sure that your very recitation of your, the verse really serves as a remedy for certain, levels or of the negative states of mind. So this is how our practice makes a Buddha Dharma, the practice of the Buddha Dharma.
Kono tiwa tiri chak, kono tongwa nyi tongyi tishin nangruwa, tongyi tishin nangruwa kabliya, ta tongwa nyi nangyinda kono tishin ti kodi kanglia, ta maangchia, chik, kono namchui ki ti gyuwa tangyi chik shedi gendobshi. Namchui gyuwa tangyi shedi gendobshi. Ta ti membechi, susui ngoni nyongdobki, ta tongwa nyi loqob choya di kandeshi nas, tisi gosari. Nyongdobki, nyongdobki zayang. Ta kope chik, namchui ki gyuwa tangyi chibu membechi nyongdobki. Nyongdobki nangyinda kiro, ta nganzi lol chik shaawundi piki, yi kari yi na kono, yi nguin chi shaawundi shindaki yungdobki yorwa. Kono nguin chutubi shindaki. Yi kanta kanyi nana. ရန်ချပတ်အဲ့ကုရုံမင်းကလည်းခရမတိကင်ချင်းတရားရမှာသာမန်တဲ့မုန်းတဲ့ချင်းကြီးနေလားအဲ့တမုန်းတဲ့ကြာကြာစရာကြာလာတဲ့ကြွေတဲ့လက်တဲ့ချင်းသံကုရင်တဲ့ဆိုကြမုန်းဘူးကြီးတဲ့ကမိုးရီအရမ်တဲ့ငယ်တဲ့သူကမတော်အဲ့တနာကငါတို့ကန်စားရင်လည်းမဖမ်းပါဘူးဘုံဘူးကြီးတဲ့နေဒိုးစချင်းမကြောင့်ငါတို့လောလောချင်းဟောင်းနိုင်ချင်းငါတို့ယူတည်ရကုန်သူကမတော်ပါ လောလောကရာမာရာတုတုမတိဟောတယ်အဲ့ဒီကျကျရောင်းရာတုတုကင်းစံတကြီးလောတနကြီးခေါင်ကလေးဤကနေတာတပတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒီကျကျရပါကံကံဒီကျကျရဆုံးမိခုနုတွေ့မှာတယ်ဆောဆောရောင်းငွင်းတိတဲ့ရင်စုတွေ့ရမှာတော့ဘာနဲ့တကြီးဒီတန်စုတွေ့
It is very difficult to actually say, just to, one set of explanation will really lead oneself to the intuitive understanding of emptiness. It's not easy at all. First, we need to gain intellectual understanding of what is meant by emptiness. And then your very understanding of intellectual and intellectual understanding of emptiness will then become or will lead oneself to generate conceptual understanding of what we mean by emptiness or what is known as emptiness. And this conceptual understanding of emptiness will then, it is through this the constant familiarity or contemplation on this conceptual understanding of emptiness will then lead oneself to the direct understanding of emptiness, which is intuitive understanding of emptiness. So this is all as a process because I myself, who have not gained this, the wisdom that understand emptiness directly, it's a very hard to really to just to tell someone that this is how you actually gain the state of, and understand emptiness intuitively. But our way of understanding is explanation of emptiness is based on the texts, how it really mentions, and so this will begin with one's own self. Let's think about how we look at ourselves normally. The way we look at ourselves, the existence of self, is it really exists the way that appears to you? The way we apprehend ourselves. So this is how we begin to really to step forward to understand emptiness by looking at oneself normally, how we really look at ourselves. Is that self that really exists the way in which it really appears to ourselves? Is the things that the vase or the pot in front of you exists the way in which that really appears to you? Is the flower that really exists the way in which that appears to you? This is how we analyze first. This is the process of analyzing.
I have a question. Is this a step in the right direction, a small step, towards understanding emptiness if one encounters, let's say, an old man, and looking at it, and all of a sudden seeing him when he was young, so that what you see is it's the results of what happened before, and it's not just this old man. Is that sort of a small step?
Step of him.
understanding it?
Raya jisigdo penajik ta tongba nye liya, ta tong nye liya, kasore, jeba jeji tong nye liya lochobe, lochobe kong liya, ta tongba, tongba nye liya kwa chaya zili penajik ta morong chisebe na, penajik mi kengwaj tongbe na, mi kengwaj tongbe na, ta po kengwaj tongbe na, ta po kengwaj di, tanda ye di po kengwaj di, di gong liya ta ko, ta lo mangbo shi nye liya ta ko, shun shun, lo shun shun, shun bar bas. Che zang ta ko, ko gengwa cha ya di, ko tanda gengwa tong do ya di, lo mangbo shi nye ka shun shun che di ni ya, pang rim che ko gengwa cha yo chir bas. Dinde chi samdangwe ne, tongpa nye to ya liya, pengir bas.
Dinde pengir yir ba. Ko, dinde mwaya di, Kanlaya ma tenpe ji chisatsu donsu tiba na kendi rwa. Mwantan kyu ngulu ma tong dambu ji yaa ndranda ji tenden, ten pili pengu ji.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a helpful way of actually understanding emptiness. Actually, the, your way of looking at this person who's old and then, you know, the person wasn't old when he, you know, several years ago and so on. So this is actually a skillful approach of understanding actual impermanent nature. So the very understanding of impermanent nature will really become an auxiliary for understanding of emptiness. So this is, of course, yeah, definitely yeah, helpful.
Any questions?
So, kind of along those same lines, is it a valid practice to think of oneself in the past and compared to oneself in the present, and notice that there is no thread between the two, or investigate looking for the thread between the two?
The core tendency to young penetrate the Susu than the Negablia Yamanje called that. Tandeh negab kitande suzuik sugunda kanga yevdige da ani nyema yevdige niparal yata kanda gyo yedebchi tongbude tongya da denzu da kanda tinde tongya liya pechen chiya di ta ko nyemle yang da bchi chago re bes
sa haman dandan den re ya de ngman du zinde ji ya ngun dio ani ji dian ni wan de san de ji ji du cha ge ji ra ge de ping ge is
yeah this actually you know really helps to understand how the your very existence is dependent upon your you know previous existence and that really leads yourself to understand that dependently designated I and dependently designated self or yourself, right? So this is, of course, it's something that we need to be practiced. And this will also lead you to understand how things really change momentarily by seeing the change that has occurred in our physical body. And a lot of change is taking place. And something really, some kind of, you know, new appearances that is really, you know, popping up in one's own body that has never existed in the past and so on, that really leads you to understand, you know, the process of change momentary change. That's a really good, you know, practice actually. Yeah. So there are many negativities. It really exists within us. Something that is, it is not obvious to us at all. Very subtle manner, and some of them are exist within us in a dormant manner. Some of them embeddedly existed within our mental system. So they are actually kind of sneaking and, you know, trying to, whenever the opportunity arises, just ready to just come up and destroy all kind of, you know, your peace of mind and so on. So of course there are some negative states of mind that are very obvious, such as anger, hatred, jealousy. Those are very, again, even the jealousy and anger and so on, there are also subtleties. There are subtleties. You know, some of them are gross level of negative thoughts, anger that we all understand that is anger. Some of them are, again, you know, there are subtle level of anger that we don't know that it's really anger. But it when that really activates, that it will really put it into jeopardy. So this is, those kind of negative thoughts and emotions is always within us. Particularly of, again, looking at this laziness, see. There are kinds of laziness, different kinds of laziness. the laziness of engaging in inappropriate activities, which is inappropriate activities, the activities that are useless. This is also considered as a laziness, one form of laziness. And the laziness of procrastination, this is also part of laziness. And laziness, shumbililu, which is again laziness of, there's one kind of laziness that you kind of like, oh, this is something that I can't do at all. I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm not capable of doing this and so on and so forth. So this is also a part of, you know, laziness. So there are many things that we don't really look at them as an obstacle for our practice, but in, you know, in reality, they all of them really becomes an impediment of one's own practices. So we have to be we have to always look at those and be aware of that. It's one of our practices. So.
When the meditation, the need to meditate comes about, so that we can, if we are able to do it on a regular basis, then we can become familiarized with all of that. Right?
So that the things that I want to do, come to that, to get someone that they don't have reverse sort of.
So,
that's all, you know, all of this, you know, negative thoughts and emotions will be, needs antidotes. Then antidotes will become accessible to us through meditations. So we need to meditate, because the Buddhist practices is mainly to meditate. Meditation, we find that different kinds of meditation, single-pointedness, analytical meditations, and so on. So meditation doesn't really necessarily requires a quiet place and maintaining physical gestures of meditative equipoise and so on, because meditation, in the Tibetan term for meditation, is a gom, which is familiarized. So when you are focusing on something, that you are actually meditating on it, you know. So, but what is the Buddhist meditation difference from those all kind of meditation is, the Buddhist meditation is to always to tackle our negative thoughts and emotions, and to recognize and identify the negative thoughts and emotions, and to overcome those negative thoughts and emotions. This can be done through meditation only.
Geshe-la, could you talk a little bit about what you might call the other side of the coin? Because if all we think about is renunciation and suffering and all of our distorted points of view in mind, it can become a very depressing thing, and that doesn't make for a very happy or useful life. So can you talk about the embracing side of things a bit as well?
The daily leverage charging, Garsuma yesterday, Nijung Kene.
Nijung Kene is the Nagya, my he and he chanted with the Nagyunju, you know? Tia Pajuro. Lepanda with the Tandang and the Gipolo Pass. Chi Yu Yatanda Matsuzun, the little hand of your own. Little hand, my he, the eating my ink.
That's all. So what Kishla said is understanding of need for renunciation alone is something that can be rejoiced. Something that one needs to be happy with. Because without having a proper or the genuine wish to achieve renunciation, there's no way that you overcome suffering. There's no way that you will be able to understand the disadvantages of cyclic existence. So when we talk about renunciations, you actually are able to see the disadvantages of this cyclic existence, that we were never aware of that. We continuously undergo suffering. So just having this kind of, you know, the feeling that you have within you, renunciation is something that we need, it will lift you up. That is the rejoicing part.
What's your opinion, Dharamadi?
No.
Dharamadi.
Okay, let's say he will stop here with this today.
Peace in the body.